Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin. Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 25th, and I can't believe it's April next week. It's just throwing me off completely. I was scheduling things at the vet clinic yesterday, and it kept messing me up all week. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm on the wrong week. Oh, no, it is April next week. I kept messing with my head yesterday. Super happy to be with you all here today from March in Pacific Northwest, kind of sunny, kind of rainy. We get a little bit of everything, I think, today. And before I say hello to my co-host, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We're almost always going to have a phone number or a website or a recording or something like that that you're going to want to write down if you haven't already, and so you want to be ready for that. And also, please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments, testimonials, suggestions for what you want to hear more about from us, anything. We'd love to hear from you. That's really a big part of what our show is all about, is hearing from all of you. So if you press 1 on your phone, you go and let me know you want to chat with me, and I can open your line. And we're going to do some more continuing with our theme today, too, of kind of helping new people. I think the idea is to help new people, but it's also a good refresher for people that have been doing this for a while and maybe seen what other people say. You can kind of add to your spiel. So let's say hi to my co-host I've got with me. We've got Cindy this morning. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Rainey. It's a beautiful morning here in Northern California. The mustard is out. The sky is blue. It's a little bit crisp, and it's just gorgeous. These are the
perfect
good days.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tiff. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning from Western Colorado. Yeah, everything's going good here, too. The weather is nice, and spring is in the air.
Absolutely, it is everywhere. I love that. Spring is probably my most favorite time of year. I always have a hard time picking, but spring usually takes it in the end. All right. So let's see. I just wanted to keep a reminder. We're going to start with our kind of tips that we're going to do, that we're going to kind of mirror from what they're doing on Mondays. But then we're going to, again, open it up like we always do to questions and comments, testimonials, anything, and suggestions. We do want suggestions from you all, too, of what you want to hear more about. But just as a reminder for this show, we do need to keep it to horses with the horse units and really kind of training behavioral type questions and stories for this kind of a format. So just as a quick reminder about that. Let's see. Cindy, why don't I turn it over to you to get started with us?
Okay. Thank you, Rainey. And so just as a reminder, if you haven't looked at the last 4 weeks, what we've been doing was to talk about what kind of information you want to find out, if you can, from your prospect so that you can help tailor your response to meet their needs. And then we also talked about kind of how you present it to different people, because you would say something different to a weekend trail rider versus someone who was a practitioner versus somebody who was a trainer. So, because they all have different goals and what kinds of what things are important to listen to, and then what you do with that information. So, I suggest looking up the recordings for those previous days. That might be helpful. And a couple of things came to mind to talk about today, which is that oftentimes when we're new, or I know for myself, if I'm caught off guard and I'm thinking about somebody something different, and I got a little bit blindsided, I don't always respond as eloquently as I would like to. And so when people, when somebody says, you know, when you're just meeting somebody or just starting to talk to them, and, you know, you might say, you know, have you ever heard of Beamer? And they go, no, well, what is it? And that can be the door to fall down the rabbit hole for many of us, particularly if you haven't practiced or thought about what you want to say there. We always tend to say too much. And you can watch their eyes slowly roll back in their head as they go, oh, man, this is too much. I don't want to hear about it. So what I thought, and Tiff and Rainey, I'm going to blindside you with this, but I could start it out to say, when somebody says, you know, what is it or what does it do, when we're talking about Beamer, the idea, the challenge for you, and love to hear from our listeners, is to make it, it has to be one sentence. Now, that is not a run-on sentence that goes for a whole paragraph. It's just one sentence. So the shorter and sweeter, the better, because you just, you know, you want to kind of catch their attention and not turn them off. And so how do you answer that question? What, you know, what is this Beamer, or what does it do? And so I think you'll see it'll be different for all of us. And I'm going to start out, so give Rainey and Tiff some time to think about this. but I'm going to start out with what Nate said, because, you know, I asked him, what do you, you know, in this new environment, what do you say? And he's unable to be on the call today. So what he said is, and this is answering the question, what is Beamer or what does it do? It's a life-changing experience, not only for me and my family, but also for hundreds of other people and animals. Interesting. He didn't mention anything, you know, I mean, that's a very generic statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's it's pretty cool, I think. So, and mine is totally different. and I'm still working on it, you know, and I have different ones, but mm-hmm. the one today, anyway, for mine is to say, what is it? It's circulation therapy that promotes performance recovery and prevention. I don't know if that's interesting enough, but it's short. So I'm working on it. Rainey, can I ask you if you have some thoughts to kind of contribute to this?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be quite as succinct as you, because I'm just kind of – I do tailor mine a little bit to who I'm talking to also.
Sure.
But mine's more similar to yours, you know, and I just talk about it being a electromagnetic device that supports micro circulation and – well, not supports. I do a different word there. Usually when I don't think about it, it comes out. And then I say, and that supports things like performance, recovery, and parasympathetic rest and recovery. So it's a little bit longer, but it's very similar to kind of what you said, because when you started talking about yours, I was like, oh, that's pretty close to what I say. But I add a little bit more, you know, electromagnetic device that increases blood flow and supports, you know, recovery, training, and the word I just said. Oh, parasympathetic state of rest and recovery. So it's usually something similar to that is kind of what I will say.
Yeah, and that sounds like it's probably more to somebody that might be in your field, because they're going to know
what
of those words mean. Yeah,
right.
And that's not always the case. But yeah.
Right. But again, that's why I tailor it a little bit to, you know, who I'm talking to. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiff, I don't know if you don't have to follow our lead, but if somebody asks you in just what would be one of the sentences that you might say, you know, what is Beamer or what does it do?
Yeah, that's that's kind of a tough one. But like you said, the tailoring it to who you're talking to and not losing their interest, of course. A lot of times I really want to show them. So they'll be like, well, what is it? And I'll say, let me show you. Do you have a minute? And then show them.
Hey, you win. That's the shortest sentence yet.
Yeah.
That's four words long. That's a good one.
Well, thanks. Well, that's what I usually try to do, because then if I can show them, that gives me the opportunity to open the door and talk more about what it does and what the horse is responding in.
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, so for the audience to see, kind of four people, you know, but not the same at all. So this is something that you're going to want to kind of practice with, you know, a friend or your sponsor or something, so that you have at least a repertoire of a few things that you might say in different circumstances, so you'll feel comfortable and you won't say too much. Again, less is more with Beamer. Well, let's see. We'll see if we have anybody who calls in and has a suggestion of what they say, too. The other thing that I wanted to kind of mention to people is there's a lot of backlash against social media for good reason. And, you know, depending on how we use it, and a lot of times people say, well, you know, I just don't want to be on there. I don't need to, you know, be that public. But to the extent, I really ask you to, particularly if you're new and you're saying, what do I say to prospects? How do I approach them? We have such an extensive opportunity through what Brad Horn and the marketing people have done. And you're really kind of cutting yourself short to not take advantage of that free advertising, because, you know, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, and those are generally used by slightly younger people. Here's an idea. If somebody says, you know, I don't want to post things on Facebook. Well, you don't have to. But you can go in to Facebook and look at the Beamer Group Horse Set North America page. And they post on there a lot of things about our ambassadors. They post little quips. They always have a professional picture and just two or three sentences. And if you don't want to join the Facebook crowd, what you can do is you can take either a screenshot on your computer, or you can use your phone and take a picture of that post that would be talking about something that was interesting, and then you can share that through email with your, you know, with anybody that you choose, with a prospect. Like, for example, I'm just looking at, you know, they posted about the one from yesterday is saying, many people think that PEMF therapy is only beneficial to high-performance horses, but when in reality, PEMF offers many benefits for horses of all workloads and lifestyles, from beloved retirees to your favorite trail partner to Olympic-level equine athletes. Beamer's patented PEMF signal provides unparalleled therapy to your four-legged friend. And there's a picture. That's an easy thing that you could share with someone, and that's obviously the way it's designed. But so I encourage you, even, you know, to use it, even if you don't participate in, you know, sharing other things, and that, you know, you can take it out of the Facebook context by using it on your phone or using it in email. And something else that's very useful in social media. And I know that's why people like to protect their privacy when, you know, they post their, when they have their own pages. But when I have a prospect, whether it's one that somebody referred me to, and I don't have the opportunity to talk to the person first, you know, and I have enough time, I'm going to do one of two things, or maybe both. I'm going to look and see if they, if they're like a trainer or they're at a barn manager or something. I'm going to look up on their website and see what I can find about the place, what kind of disciplines they have there. You know, do they offer lessons? How many trainers are there? And often they'll have, you know, on the website, it'll have about us. So give you the background. So you know a little bit about the people. You can even recognize, you know, who you might be meeting with by their pictures. So I would definitely research their website and kind of see what's there. And secondarily, I'd also look and see if either the barn or the person has a Facebook page. And then I'll know what kind of riding they do and what's important to them. It's not stalking. but it is doing some research to say, I want to say things that will have a meaning to the people I'm talking to. That's the whole point of communication. So I, again, I'm kind of counseling people to take advantage of what Facebook can offer you, even if you are not wanting to use it in the, you know, like a lot of people do. So those are kind of another thing that you can share that's pretty easy is off of the Life Beamer Group equine page, and they have blogs on there. And there's about five or six of them. One of them talks about travel anxiety and trailering, and talk about different topics. And so you can copy those and forward those to people. Rather than just sending people to the site, you don't know what people are going to look at on the site. You know, they might spend 20 seconds there. So if you go in and hand select things to say, oh, this is interesting, because I know that you competed in a lot of shows and your horse is always on the road, I'm going to send this blog that's talking about that. And, you know, they're fairly short, but it's enough to kind of make it be interesting to that individual. So when you're worried about, you know, what do I say to this person, the more information you know about them, the better you can respond. And so those are kind of my tips for today for people to consider, and would love to hear if anyone has other suggestions that you could combine on top of that. Please call in and tell us, or tell us how you describe the Beamer, but it has to be one sentence. Tiff's in the lead.
Tiff is definitely in the lead. And I am definitely one of those reluctant social media users, but I am definitely on use the Life.Beamer Group website, and I definitely am on the Facebook page for the IBDs. And I don't post a lot. I just look and, you know, save information that I think will be useful for me in the future. I'm not one of those that, you know, posts a million things and comments on a lot of things. It's just never been my thing to do that for social media, but I recognize that it is a valuable tool, and I need to be aware of it. So
yeah,
thank you,
you know,
for bringing that up.
You would see that we have a new ambassador, and he's kind of at a world-class level, because I think he's number two in the world in terms of show jumping, Martin Fuchs. And, you know, you see the post about that, and you see a clip of just a quote from him, what he says about with his horse. And then they also added another world-class ambassador who's a dressage rider for the Olympics for Spain. So those are cool things that you can say, gosh, you know, I have a friend in another country, for example, or I have somebody who's, you know, really aspiring in the dressage world. And, you know, this would be important. So there's tools there, and sometimes we tend to forget about them, which is, you know, why I'm trying to bring it to people's attention.
Absolutely. And it looks like we've only got one caller so far that wants to chat with us, Cindy. So I didn't want time to run out before you also had a chance to talk about your call last night, because I haven't been able to listen to it. Obviously, Wednesday nights, you know that I've been on your call before, but I had to get off early, usually at work.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that, because it sounds like it's going to be a really good one.
Oh, good. Well, as many of you know, I'm one of the co-hosts that does has been doing anyway the business opportunity about the Beamer Horse Set. And this year we decided to expand to have Nate and I started out doing, we did all of them last year, and then this year we thought, well, we want to train some more people and get more people involved. And so last month we had Daisy Bicking on as a co-host with me, and as many of you may know, she's a farrier and kind of a teacher and a superstar in Beamer for how fast she's risen in the business side of things. So that was a really, you know, it was a perfect opportunity to invite people who were farriers also to listen, and we had a really good participation. So it looks like the strategy is working. Now, last night, we do this the fourth Wednesday of the month. last night, my co-host was Ian Robb. And Ian has been really active on the track a lot because he lives close to Del Mar in California and also the East Coast. And he's had also some interaction with the ambassadors. Like he was kind of responsible for working with Mavis Spencer and helping train her, for example. And she is a show jumper, and they've just finished up with the Desert Springs or the Thermal circuit there for January and February and March. And so it's interesting. He was able to add in little comments, things like Mavis just bought another Beamer because at her level, you know, her horses are in the FEI barn, and she was tired of having to bring her Beamers from her home, you know, into the air back and forth, so she bought another one. And she's been using this personally and with her horses for 4 years now. So between, you know, her family and her horses and everything, she has 8 Beamers. So that's really pretty cool to get some insight stories like that. And Ian did a great job last night. And we also had, we showcased, and we'll continue to try and do this focus, I think, particularly massage or equine massage therapists. And so our live testimonials were 2 different ones, one from Virginia and one from New Hampshire, Julie Higgins and Tracy Leftwich. And they kind of talked how they got into the business. So, and we promoted it beforehand so that you'd know that these were the people that were going to be on, so that if you had a prospect who was a massage therapist, you know, they could join in. Now, that link, I just got it now, and so I will get it out on the IBD Facebook page for the link to here, and then hopefully Chris Veronis will include it on the links that she includes in that huge long list that we get from the Motivational Monday newsletter from the Veronises every week that you may not look at, but that's where you're going to find the recordings. So those are 2 places for that. And so I would suggest if you've been talking to anybody who's, you know, any kind of a body worker, this would be a good one to use that recording and take advantage of it. And so anyway, it's kind of our new approach, and I think it's working well because our participation is up. So I'm excited about that. And what is helpful is to hear feedback from our audience in all capacities to say, what is it that you want us to kind of focus on? If we can find the people to do it, we'll try our best. So,
yeah, that's so great. I look forward to listening to that. And quite another reason to get on that Facebook page. And also, mm-hmm. you know, you were talking about the Veronis' Motivational Monday, and I do hear that a lot, that people just kind of skim up. Take a few minutes, guys, and look through that, because there is so much information, and all the way to the bottom, there's really,
yeah.
really good information. So, and it doesn't take that long to really kind of look through all of that, and it doesn't stay there forever. You know, they change the things on there, so be sure if there's something that you like that you download it or save the link or something, because they do change that up, and so a lot of those things aren't going to be on there forever. So, they do that for a reason, so take advantage of it. One more thing that's got so much good information for us. So
yeah, it's kind of a matter of saying when you're new anyway, say, wow,
yeah.
this is a lot to choose from, but you want to check it all out to see which things feel the most natural and easy for you to use. You know, you'd go nuts if you tried to use them all. But, you know, it would be too much. But some are better suited. Some people want things in writing. Other people like visual things. I think we live in a generation that's very visual. So, you know, a really good picture and a couple of sentences are I find that I'm using that all the time when I talk to people.
Yeah, almost everybody, because even if you're talking about a, you know, busy practitioner or a busy barn owner, a lot of times they can hit, you know, play on a video while they're cooking dinner or something, you know, and that's easier something for them to listen to and look at while they're doing something else rather than, you know, something to read. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I enjoy using those as well. So, all right. So let's see, we do have a couple callers here. And so what we'd love from you guys is both, you know, this is a good opportunity to let Cindy know what you guys would like from, you know, their twice monthly calls that they do. And also from us, you know, the tips that you want to hear more from, we'd be happy to share what we have and what we've learned over the years with you. But it's helpful to know what you guys want to know more of. So be sure to hit one on your phone and get in our queue and let us know. Caller is area code 309. Area code 309, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. This is Mitch.
Good morning.
I just wanted to hit on a couple of things. And first off, last night's presentation, I think it was a hit. With two of my prospects. And, well, simply because it went into the benefits of Beamer in a different view, and the testimonials were great. And moreover, when you went into the money side of things, you hit it softer. And I like George's presentation, but I actually had to backpedal a couple of times because they said straight up to me, that's not why we're wanting to buy into Beamer. And I lost a couple because they felt that they were getting into a multi-level type marketing situation, and that's just not what they wanted. And
yeah.
So kudos to last night. Thank you. I can easily feel comfortable with sending my prospects to that presentation and so on.
That's great, Mitch. I'll tell you, we made, when we said that we would do this special business opportunity presentation, we were really adamant about saying we do not want this to come across as hard sell in any way, shape, or form, because we thought it was a turnoff for many people on the horse side. And so the slides that we deal with are, you know, they've been gone through compliance and they're kind of locked in. But everybody has a different flavor to it. But we definitely try and emphasize, you know, this is a marketing plan that you can choose how you want to do it, and nobody's going to tell you what to do. So
well,
I appreciate that feedback. That's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. My other thing is I actually have two prospects with hoof problems and lower tendon issues. And if we've got some folks interested in sharing how they were assisting their horse in that fashion, I'd love to hear it. So if I can share with these folks to actually get them more comfortable with the idea of putting a cuff on three times a day, and so on, because I'm giving them sessions now. Well, I'm not giving them to them, but I'm doing sessions with them once a week, and I know that's not going to be enough, and they feel that way as well. But they're not opposed to purchasing the Beamer; they just need a little more guidance on why they're doing something, and I just would like to hear some conversation in that fashion.
Well, I also would suggest you think about the last month's recording that we did with Daisy Bicking, because, again, that's what she's not just your everyday farrier. She's, you know, she has a rehab farm and she also, or a rescue, and she also does teaching and works for intensive rehab cases. you know, the complicated ones. And so she has, you know, and you could have them look at her website to kind of get an idea of saying how, you know, to give the credentials for herself. And then, you know, for her to hear it, them to hear her story and listening to that recording, that might be helpful for you. We're, you know, because we're, like on this show, we focus not so much on physical issues, but more on behavior and performance. Again, I was just saying those are tools that you've got already that you take a look at and see if that's helpful for you. I don't know that we're able to focus on specific conditions like that. You might see, certainly there's talk about it on the page, the private group for just distributors for about the horse set, but that's not something that we can share. So I don't know, Rainey, what suggestions would you have for Mitch in that regard?
Yeah, it's a really hard one because, you know, a lot of us have experience with you know, dealing, using Beamer with some of these things. But especially in any kind of a public forum, we just can't talk about any kind of medical thing. So it does really restrict us. And so unfortunately we can't, as much as we would love to have that kind of a discussion on this kind of a show, that really has to be more of a, you know, kind of a one-on-one with somebody who's had direct experience with that and can share their story. But it really can't be shared on any kind of public forum, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. You in fact,
yeah.
you steered me in the right direction of going back to last month's presentation. I'm not sure how I missed it, actually. that would have been a good one. And so in February, I'm going to try to go back and find that recording, and then I'll listen to that. Thanks.
That would absolutely have been on February 24th.
All right. I'll do that for sure.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then if you're going on both of the, you know, Facebook pages, there's a lot of people. I mean, Daisy will comment on there a lot, too, so you can look at some of the things that she's posted on there, too. So, it does make it a little hard because any kind of public forum, we can't really talk about a lot of those medical things, which is hard because any of us that have horses or have, you know, used this on horses have seen, you know, some of those benefits. So it's hard to not be able to talk about those. Yeah.
Oh. Well, thanks.
Well,
yeah, no, you did help. So, and I
yeah.
am on the Facebook page. In fact, I'll just reach out to Daisy
Perfect.
As well and get something to happen.
Great.
So thanks a lot, and I'll let you go.
Great.
Thanks
so much, Mitch.
In.
Appreciate you being on.
You're welcome.
All right. Our next caller is area code 561. Area code 561, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Of course.
Yes.
Hello? Okay,
yes.
This is Tara in Sarasota, Myakka, Florida. And, yeah, this is asking a question about a letter. I thought it was on a Thursday that someone mentioned that there was it might have been on a Tuesday, but a letter that would be in the back office and help a doctor to understand what Beamer is doing in more medical terms. And I think that applies, I wanted it for my vet, so.
I haven't looked to see if it's there. It's certainly not going to be particular to veterinary science. It's going to be, you know, more human medical practice. But Dr. Bricker was going to put something out there, and I'm not sure that it is there. You're right. You did mention it. What you might think about as an alternative with your veterinarian would be to share the recording from what Dr. Burka and Dr. Brandenberger did last, you know, month, a couple
yeah.
weeks ago, because that was really outstanding. And Dr. Burka talks more about kind of generic how Beamer works, and then Brandenberger talked about using it in, you know, with his surgeries.
Surgery, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
The thing, although it's a video, I mean, it's a recording, it's not the same as looking at a piece of paper.
Yeah, but still, very good. And the recording that you're talking about, I'm sorry to be so on these recordings, but you're talking about on Blog Talk, or are you talking about the Beamer meetings where you were saying recording with Daisy Bicking?
Okay, I'm not sure about your question. The blog, there, I talked about several things. The last four segments of Blog Talk have focused on what do you want to know and what do you do with that information. So there are recordings to listen to our individual Blog Talk shows. That's one thing. What I talked about with just now with Mitch was last month's Horse Business Opportunity presentation with Daisy Bicking. The recordings of that were posted both on the IBD private group horse set page, as well as in the Monday motivational newsletter from George Veronis that would come out, would have been the week following, so that would probably be the 1st of March. So they don't post those recordings every single Monday. You have to catch them after the event happens. Like what we did last night will be posted in the fall, in next Monday's newsletter, where they show the recordings of the presentation. And what I was
great.
Just referring to
really
now
terrifying.
Is there's a whole separate, we did the very first of the kind of veterinary forums with Dr. Burka and Dr. Brandenberger. And that, I believe, is also in the BBO section of the news. Correct me if I'm wrong, someone, but
I didn't look because I registered for it and I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an email directly, you know, to me with the recording. So I wasn't looking for it in the back office, but I do know that it's posted, you know, several places. So I don't know exactly where, but.
Yeah, it really is important to kind of keep up with, you know, to take a look at what's getting put out there regularly, because otherwise you can get lost, and then to try, it takes a lot more trouble to say, oh, I do want to find that now. How do I go get it?
Right, and like
I was
saying,
in
the
area,
you know,
in Georgia, that was, it just didn't have any way to go back and look. I mean, as far as the internet, so I was just kind of.
Well, you know how to find recordings of Blog Talk, right? Do you know how to do that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay, so that's through the internet. Yeah.
But you were saying that was focusing on the new format that you're looking
to. The quick
to.
Start. Yeah. We're trying to help people who are new to the horse set. Or new,
cool.
or new to Beamer, or new to selling any kind of a product.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much. That helped.
All right, Tara. Thanks so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. And we have Jane here. And, Jane, I have about 2 minutes for you before we get cut off here.
Well,
hi, Jane.
I can do this quickly. I do know that this is for Mitch. Randy Hood has had experience with hoof issues. That is one of those wonderful, astonishing stories. So if he wants to get a hold of Randy Hood, I'm sure he wouldn't mind sharing. And the doctor's packet that Tara was talking about, you get through Beamer Support, and that was on Tuesday testimonials if she wants to listen to that again. I'm just throwing that out for
perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jane.
As she mentioned, there's a letter. There's a letter that they were going to put on in the back office, and I just haven't seen if it's there.
Okay. Well,
perfect.
Thanks, you guys. I've got a great quote from you out of a breeder's book if you want to hear it real fast.
Sure, absolutely. Go for it.
All this is the breeder's Bible, written in 1958 by Federico Tios. And he says, all life is based on the consumption of energy, and on the rest to restore energy. And that's what the Beamer does.
Cool. That is nice.
Yeah.
So, okay. So there's a good thing for what do you say, what does Beamer do? It restores energy.
Energy.
That's meeting
out
Tiff. That's down to two words.
And don't forget on our box, life energy right in front of us every day we turn it on.
Yep. You're correct.
Good.
All right.
Love
Thanks so much, Jane.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. We've got it. We've got just a couple minutes to go around. Any final words from you, Cindy?
Always the final word is just to say, use the tools. That's what they're there for, and we work hard to make sure that you have what you need.
Absolutely great. And Tiff, with the phrase of the day.
Thanks again, everyone. Hope that we were helpful for you for this week, and go out and enjoy your spring and love your Beamers.
Thanks so much, Tiff. We always appreciate you coming on. Thanks to all of our callers for listening and for your questions. Please think about, for future calls, anything that you would like us to focus on, anything you'd like us to talk about or to bring guests on, anything like that. We want to do what you guys want to hear. So the more feedback you can give us, the better. All right. Be sure to tune into other days of Blog Talk. We're doing fun things on all those days, so please be sure to tune into the other days. Otherwise, we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks so much, you guys, and have such a great week.
Thank you, Rainey. Thanks, Tiff. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.